pleasant good evening to you from Vallejo, California, as we get set for non-conference women's basketball. The Dort College Defenders taking on the Cal State Maritime Keel Haulers as Dort College looks to culminate their California trip with their second win in as many nights. Dort College getting a victory last night in a contest with William Jessup, 69-61, in which Dort College had four players in double figures. Tonight, taking on a Keel Hauler team that is 0-11, actually 1-11 if you count a forfeit victory that they got earlier this week when evidently a team did not appear to play, but 0-11 in contests played for Cal Maritime. They're a team that's averaging 54.8 points per contest. We'll take a closer look at the matchup between these two teams. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you from courtside here at Cal State Maritime. Relatively new facility here for the Keel Haulers, and let's take a look at this team now. They're getting outscored 77.5 to 54.8 and are converting 32.1% of their field goal attempts, with opponents knocking down 41% of their shots. Maritime has been out-rebounded by a 44.7 to 30.5 margin on average this season. Amber Hurley is converting 13.2 points per game and is 34-112 from the three-point line with 3.7 rebounds per game. Kennedy Ricardo is good for 8.2 points per game. She leads the team with 24 assists. Alicia Spearman is converting 7.5 points per game. Nancy Clark adds 7.1. Lillian Dawkins is good for 6.2 points per game and makes 46.2% of her field goals, which is tops on the team. The Defender women are 6-7 this season. They won last night, and that ended a losing streak that dated back to a road win over Waldorf back in November. Dort College has been outscored 67.7 to 61.6. That has actually improved a little bit. That's now 67.2 to 62.2. Dort is converting 37.2% of its field goals and opponents and are converting 40.1% of their field goals. Paige Angbers scores a team high 9.5 points per contest. Shea Paloma is converting 8.5 points per game and leads the team in rebounds with a 7.6 rebounding average. She is coming off a double-double performance from last night. Kim Cruz is scoring 9.4 points per game. Rachel Ebebold is good for 7.1 points per game, with Annie Rinesmith knocking down 6.3 points per contest. Kenzie Bosma scores 6.7 points per outing. Rinesmith leads the team with 35 assists and 21 steals. Dort College victorious last night over William Jessup, a contest in which Dort College led by as many as 17 points in the first half, held on to win after Jessup cut it down to a one-point ball game in the second half. Back-to-back buckets pushed it from a one-point advantage up to a five-point lead, and the Defenders were on their way from there. Paige Angbers was one of four players in double figures for the Dort College Defenders. We will now pause for our national anthem, and we'll get to our starting lineups after that. Let's take a look now at our starting lineup for tonight's basketball game, and let's begin with the host school, the Keel Haulers from Cal Maritime. They will start number four, Lillian Dawkins, a 5'10 junior from Monterey, California, averaging 6.2 points per game. Number 30 is Nancy Clark, a 5'10 junior from Calexico, California, that is, averaging 7.1 points per game. Number 10 is Alicia Spearman, a 5'9 junior from Moreno Valley, California, averaging 7.5 points per game. Samantha Flores is a 5'8 junior from Moss Landing, California, averaging 1.7 points per game. And Monica Ruan is a 6-foot junior from Pomona, California, averaging 0.5 points per game. For the North College Defenders, they will start number 3, Kenzie Bosme, 5'8 sophomore from Sheldon, averaging 6.7 points per game. Kim Cruz is a 5'7 senior from Hull, Iowa, averaging 9.5 points per game. Number 23 is Paige Angbers, a 5'9 senior from Pella, averaging 9.5 points per contest. Andy Rinesmith is a 5'8 freshman from Shakopee, Minnesota, averaging 6.2 points per game. And Shea Palomo will wear number 35. She is a 6-foot senior from Hull, Iowa, averaging 8.8 points per game. Those are your starting lineups. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with the opening tip from Vallejo, California, right after this. Just about set for basketball here at Vallejo, California. The North College Defenders 6-7, looking to even their record at 7-7 after today. North College will have some time off before getting into the North Classic on December the 30th and the 31st. The North College men's basketball team has been off this for this break. They did not have a trip this Christmas break. They will also be back in action on December 30 and 31 in Sioux Center. We are set for basketball. Opening tip is controlled by the Defenders, and coming away with the basketball is Rinesmith. Rinesmith passes left side to Paige Angbers. Angbers looks into the corner. Cruz left corner facing up three-point line. Instead, swings it right side, 18 to shoot for the Defenders. Bosman to Cruz. Cruz puts it on the deck. They double down on her hard. She gives it up to Palomo. Shea Palomo with a two-point basket, and the North College Defenders lead it 2-0. 2-0 our score, 9:30 remaining here in the first half. In the first quarter, that is. North College with the basketball now on defense. They feed it down low. Cal State Maritime tries to shovel it off. It's turned over, and coming away with it is Kim Cruz. Cruz into the front court. Here comes North College. Cruz picks up her dribble. She passes right side over to Palomo, to Angbers. Angbers with the triple. Paige Angbers makes it 5-0, and the North College Defenders out of the chute quickly, up 5-0. 1 minute into the contest, North College has scored on back-to-back possessions. Cal State Maritime with the basketball. North College, the coaching staff, seated about 3 feet away from me. So if you catch some of the air comments, that'll be where you are getting that from. I don't have the mic turned up any louder than normal. Cal State Maritime misses on the shot on the other end. Kenzie Bosma with a drive to the right side, and Bosma is fouled on the play, and Kenzie will go to the free throw line. She will shoot 2 free throws. So Bosma shooting a pair of free throws. Bosma, 58% free throw shooter coming into the contest. 5'8 sophomore from Sheldon, wearing number 3. First free throw is up, short, no good. She's got another one coming. A second free throw on the way for Bosma, trying to stretch the lead up to 6-0. Shot is up, shot is good. Bosma makes the free throw. It's 6-0. North College enjoying a 2-possession lead right out of the chute, and they have scored on 3 straight possessions. They've got a 2, a 3, and a free throw. Cal State Maritime with the basketball. They work it over to Spearman. Spearman passes right side, letting it fly for 3. Shot no good on the perimeter. Rebound cleared out after the missed shot by Flores. Here comes Rinesmith. Back over to Cruz. Cruz sidesteps the player. Her layup is good. Kim Cruz with a 2-point basket. North College leads 8-0. 4 straight possessions with a basket, with at least a point for the North College Defenders here in this contest. Cal State Maritime with a basketball. The Keel Haulers pass it back over to Spearman. Spearman in between the circles out front. Spearman passes right side. She gets it away to Nancy Clark. Clark gives it up into the corner. Dawkins. Shot is tipped. Rinesmith comes up with it. She gives it off to Palomo. Palomo over to Cruz. Kim Cruz into the front court. Cruz driving in with a right hand. Has it stripped on the way up. Coming back the other way. The Keel Haulers now stolen by Rinesmith. Rinesmith kick out pass. Angbers. Angbers 3. Good. Paige Angbers. She was a little bit short with her threes last night. Tonight she has been dead on. A couple of threes already for Paige Angbers. And the North College Defenders out to an 11-0 lead. 11-0 our score. Juan passes right side. Flashes to the post. Shot from the perimeter, no good. Rebound tipped out by Bausma. Now a foul called on the play against Kenzie Bausma. On the fight for the rebound, she and Lillian Dawkins went up, and Bausma gets whistled for the personal foul. It's a line change for the defenders. Fetters, Gasink, Landers. Rinesmith checked out. You've got Harmson and Pruitt checking in for the defenders. So five new faces, Fordor College, and the white jerseys. Pass goes into the right corner. Three-pointer rattles in and out. No good. Rebound cleared by Fetters. Gets it over to Harmson. Here comes Dort College running up the floor. Harmson passes back over to Pruitt. Pruitt to Harmson. Harmson lets fly with a three. Short, no good. Long rebound, Gasink. Gasing comes back over to Pruitt. Pruitt driving in. Her shot is no good, but she is fouled on the play. And Pruitt will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. Dort College has scored on five straight possessions, trying to make it six straight here to start the contest. Dort College leads 11-0. 11-0 our score. Dort College out quickly. First free throw on the way for Pruitt is up and good. Dort College has now scored on six straight possessions. Meanwhile, the Keel Haulers still looking for their first point of the day. 3 minutes into the contest, Dort College up 11-0, pending a free throw, and Pruitt makes them both. Evie Pruitt, fouled in the act of shooting, knocks down the shot from the free throw line, and the Dort College defenders lead at 13-0. 13-0 our score. Cal State Maritime driving right side. Shot partially blocked by Landers. Coming away with it is Pruitt. And Pruitt loses it out of bounds. It'll be Cal Maritime basketball. Cal Maritime inbounding the basketball. The Keel Haulers throwing it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in will be Amber Hurley. They get the ball inbounded. Hurley gets the return pass. They go free throw line to Rodriguez. Shot in the lane is up and good. Sarah Rodriguez with a two-point bucket on the shot in the lane as she banks it home. And the Dort College defender lead is 11, 13-2. Pass to Fetters. It's stripped. Taken away by Cal Maritime. Gasing's pass was deflected. Shot in traffic. And we've got a blocking foul called on Alyssa Fetters. Fetters whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. So Fetters whistled for the personal foul. And Lillian Dawkins will go to the free throw line. She will shoot two free throws. First free throw is up and good for Dawkins. Dawkins, a 58% free throw shooter. She's got another one coming. So the second free throw on the way. This one's up and good as well. I beg your pardon. Ends up rolling off. I anticipated that one going in. It rolls off, and the Dort College defenders lead 13-3. Pass into the front court to Kim Cruz, and Cruz is fouled in the act of shooting. Kim Cruz will go to the free throw line. She will shoot a pair of free throws. Cruz averaging 9.5 points per game, the 5'7 senior from Hall, Iowa. Free throw is up, and the free throw is good. Kim Cruz, an outside chance at scoring 1,000 points in her career. Looked once about 2 weeks ago, and the way my math worked out, she had to average about 12 points per contest in order to achieve that feat. Makes both free throws that time, and the Dort College defenders have a 16-3 lead. 16-3 our score. Keel Hauler basketball, 4 minutes into the contest. Pass comes left side. This is Flores. Flores shot, no good. Rebound taken down by Shea Palama. Palama gets it ahead to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with a basketball. Rinesmith driving left hand. Kick out pass Cruz. Cruz back over to Palama. Palama tries to split the defense. Kicks it out for Rinesmith. Rinesmith three. Missed it. No good. Rebound fought for, and we've got a foul called on the rebound. As Shea Palama went up for it, she got fouled on the rebound. The foul is going to be charged to Nancy Clark. Clark whistled for foul number one. That is team foul number four on Maritime already. Pass comes in to Angbers. Angbers goes into the corner. Rinesmith. Rinesmith back over to Angbers. Angbers to Cruz. Cruz with it on the left side. Kim drops it off. Pocket pass over to Palama. Palama shot no good. Rebound cleared by Bausma. Bausma gives it up Rinesmith. Rinesmith, Angbers. Angbers, another three. Missed it short, no good. Rebound, though, cleared out by Palama. Palama comes back over to Cruz. Cruz to Rinesmith. Rinesmith, Palama. Palama, baseline jumper, hangs on the rim and falls through. Shea Palama, a couple of offensive rebounds, and then gets credit for the short baseline jumper. And the North College defender lead is 17-13. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Cruz, and Cruz is hit on the play by Amber Hurley. Hurley whistled for the personal foul, and Kim Cruz will walk the other way and shoot free throws. That's foul number five already on Cal Maritime here. 4 minutes and 55 seconds into this contest. North College leading 17-3. So Kim Cruz will shoot a pair. Cruz with 4 points already today. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. First free throw by Cruz is good. Today's broadcast is made possible in part by a grant from American State Bank, proud to support North College and Defender Athletics, by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs, on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Cruz makes one of two. North College leads 18-3. North College by 15. Maritime basketball. Maritime working with it, and we've got a foul called on the play against Rinesmith. Annie Rinesmith whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. And a timeout charge to the bench. This will be a media timeout. Back with more after this. This is North College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Maritime basketball after the media timeout. Three-pointer launch, no good. A rebound taken away by the defenders. Coming up with it is Angbers. Angbers ahead to Cruz. Cruz gathers possession of it, gets it away. Shot no good. Rebound Bausma. Bausma, three players around her, and she is tied up on the play. Jump ball. It will be alternating possession. Cal Maritime basketball. Dort College leading 18-3. 4:10 remaining in this first quarter. It's been all Dort College thus far. Dort College started the contest scoring on six straight possessions. And now Cal Maritime will bring the basketball up. This is Daniels. Daniels across the timeline. She passes left side. Gives it up to Rodriguez. Rodriguez to Hurley. Hurley feeds it down low. Kick out pass. Comes to Spearman. Spearman drives baseline. And she is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go against Rachel Evabold. That's foul number one on Evabold. And it's free throw time now for Alicia Spearman. Spearman will go to the free throw line for two. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop serving the community since 1955, 722-2313, and by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. Spearman, a 65% free throw shooter, fails to make either free throw, and the North College defenders have it. They pass high post to Bausma. Bausma at the free throw line, puts it on the floor, draws two players to her, kick out pass, Rinesmith. Shot no good, rebound weak side, taken away by Cal Maritime. North College had nobody crashing the offensive board that time. 3:32 remaining in the first quarter. Cal Maritime basketball. This is Hurley. Hurley gets a screen, dribbling through traffic. Underneath, tries to scoop up a reverse layup. Her shot no good. There for the putback attempt is Nancy Clark. Her shot is no good. And the rebound is cleared by Dort College. Rinesmith comes back over to Angbers. Angbers sets, fires three, shot no good. And the rebound is taken away by Cal Maritime. A quick trigger that time by the defenders offensively. Here comes Maritime. Cal Maritime, Hurley. Hurley, kick out pass. Driving in, passes. Deflected, taken back by Bausma. Bausma with a head full of steam. Bausma driving in, her shot no good. And the rebound is tipped out of bounds. It will be North College basketball. Checking out of the contest is Cruz. Well, all five will check out. Your lineup now, Fetters, Harmson, Landers, Gasink, and Pruitt. Ball comes in to Harmson. Harmson, three off the rim, no good. Rebound deflected out by Gasink, controlled by Maritime. Hurley throws it long into the front court. Turnover. Pruitt had it momentarily, and it's tipped away. Last touch by North College. It'll be Maritime basketball. 2:41 remaining. We're in the first quarter. North College leading 18-3. And a momentary pause in the action as they take some time to wipe some of the moisture up off of the floor. Spearman will be throwing it in for the Keel Haulers. Ball's inbounded. They get it into Daniels. Daniels back to Spearman. Spearman out front, 17 to shoot. 2:34 on the game clock. That's left to play in the first quarter. Spearman with a basketball. Spearman tries to drop it off. Ball's down on the floor. Gasing diving after it. Tips it out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Maritime basketball. Maritime to toss it in. Out near midcourt. They get the ball thrown in. That's Daniels. Comes back to Spearman. Spearman driving in. Shot is partially blocked, but a foul on the play called on Rio Landers. And Rio Landers whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on Landers. And free throws on the way for Spearman. Spearman to shoot two. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Joe's TV and Appliance Service, you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs located in Orange City. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. By Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. Well, Coach Tony Jones conceding the rebound here. The free throw is missed. He's taking the opportunity, talking to four out of his five players. One out of two free throws for Spearman that time, and the Dort College lead is 18-4. Right side it goes Fetters. Fetters with the basketball, Gasing. Gasing, two players around her, comes back over to Harmson. Harmson left side, Pruitt. Pruitt on the wing. Pruitt looking down low, finds Landers. Landers in traffic. Her shot partially blocked there for the rebound, and the putback, though, is Gasing. Jamie Gasing with a two-point bucket. Dort College leads 20-4. 20-4 our score, under 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Cal State with the basketball. This is Cal State Maritime driving in. Right-handed layup. Shot is up and good. Two-point basket for Daniels. Makes it 20-6. 20-6 our score. Pruitt into the front court. Abby Pruitt in between the circles. Passes right side Gasing. Gasing to Harmson, and we've got a foul called against Abby Pruitt. Abby Pruitt whistled for an illegal screen. It's foul number one on her. Team foul number six on the defenders in this quarter. And Dort College will check five new players into the contest. It's 20-5. 20-5 our score, 1:27 remaining. First quarter of action, Cal State Maritime with it. Daniels. Should be 20-6 our score, 14-point advantage for the defenders. With it on the left side, driving in is Spearman. Spearman cut off on the baseline. Three-pointer up from the wing. It's off the mark, no good. And a fight for the rebound, and Steffi Kennard at inside position that time. Dort College, new players in the game right now. We've got a foul on the rebound, so free throws coming here for Kennard. Kennard with a pair of free throws. Dort College has Evavold, Waltersdorf, Shahusky, Norton, and Kennard on the floor. Free throw by Kennard is up and good. Another free throw on the way for Kennard. And Kennard makes them both. So Steffi Kennard with the two free throws. Dort College extends the lead 22-6, 105 remaining in the first quarter. Left side pass goes over to Spearman. Spearman with the basketball. Spearman comes back right side over to Daniels. Daniels with the basketball. Daniels driving in. Kick out pass. Three on the way. Too strong. No good. Fight for the rebound. Cleared by Maritime and Flores. 8 seconds. Now 7-6. Spearman in traffic. Her shot missed. No good. Rebound taken on by Evavold. Evavold comes back over to Shahusky. Shahusky into the front court. 25 seconds on the shot clock. Pass to Kennard. Kennard on the left wing. Lobs it down low for Evavold. Evavold with the left hand. Her layup is good. Rachel Evavold with the two-point bucket. Dort College leads 24-6. 23 seconds remaining in the first quarter. It appears to me Cal State Maritime might run it down, take the final shot of the quarter. Instead, they pass it to Spearman. Spearman breaks baseline. Her layup with the right hand is good. Spearman with 3 points to lead Cal State Maritime. Dort College leads 24-8. 5 seconds left. Norton goes left side. Kennard. Kennard. Evavold. Evavold off of the glass at the buzzer. It's good. Rachel Evavold with a two-point bucket, and the Dort College defenders lead after one quarter of play, 26 8. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, back with the second quarter of play right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by Ploym Publishing for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955. By People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance, located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra, 722-0101, located in Sioux Center. Shot by Angbers, no good. Gets the rebound, does Shea Palama. Dort College continues the possession. Right side pass goes over to Palama. And they give it up to Angbers, and Angbers is whistled for a travel violation, and the Dort College defenders turn it over. Here comes Cal State Maritime with the basketball, 9:30 and counting. First half, Dort College enjoying a 26-8 lead. With it is Hurley. Hurley gives it up into the lane to Dawkins. Dawkins driving to the right hand. Her layup is good. It's 26-10. 26-10, Dort College in front by 16. Reinsmith passes right side, Palsma. Palsma, Cruz. Cruz, Angbers. Angbers left corner. Angbers comes back over to Reinsmith. Double team, kick out pass. Angbers, Angbers short, shot no good. There for the offensive rebound is Balsma. First shot no good. Stripped on the way up with a second attempt. She had two offensive rebounds but couldn't finish the shot. And here comes Spearman over the basketball. Spearman out front to Daniels. Daniels trying to work it back to the middle of the floor. Cut off on the play by Rinesmith, and now stripped on the way up by Rinesmith. Ball goes off of her leg and out of bounds. Daniels and the North College defenders get the basketball back. With the length of the floor in front of them, 8:49 remaining here in the first half. 26-10, Dort College in front. Into the front court with the basketball is Rinesmith. Rinesmith goes over to Gasing. Gasing gives it up. Cruz. Over to Angbers. Angbers into the corner. Down to the baseline, Rinesmith. Rinesmith in traffic. Her shot is no good, but she's called for a charge. Annie Rinesmith whistled for her second personal foul. Charging foul against the Dort College defenders. And Cal State Maritime will inbound the basketball with the length of the floor in front of them. Lillian Dawkins will toss it in. Dawkins gets the ball inbounded to Daniels. Daniels with the ball. Left side pass. Comes over to Hurley. Hurley goes into the corner. High arching three. Missed it. No good. Ball goes out of bounds on the weak side on the rebound. It will be Dort College basketball. Palsma will check back into the contest. I believe Rinesmith is going to check out. Rinesmith has two personal fouls. That means Cruz will move over to the point. Gasing on the floor along with Palama and Angbers right now. So Dort College shaking the lineup up a little bit here to start the second quarter. They went with a platoon system. They feed it down low to Palama. Palama facing up, puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. Rebound tapped out by Palama, controlled by Angbers. Angbers down to the baseline. Nothing there. Comes back over to Cruz. Cruz to Balsma. Balsma, Gasing. Gasing with it, right corner. Comes back to Angbers. Angbers, Cruz. Cruz, left side, Balsma, beyond the three-point line. Balsma down to the baseline. 17 to shoot. Comes back to Cruz. Cruz driving in, double-teamed. Comes back over to Angbers. Angbers, Palama. Palama, Gasing. 10 to shoot. Drops it off inside. Palama. Palama shot no good from point-blank range. Dort College did everything right but finish it. And here comes Maritime. 26-10. Maritime down by 16. Driving with the left hand is Dawkins. Dawkins shot no good, but she is fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot a pair of free throws. The foul is charged to Dort College and Paige Angbers. That's foul number one on Paige. Two free throws on the way for Dawkins. Today's basketball game made possible on KDCR by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Also made possible by American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. So both free throws up and through for Lillian Dawkins. Dort College still looking for their first points of the second quarter, leading 26-12. Left side is Gasing. Gasing pull-up jumper. Missed it. No good. Rebound Landers. Landers has it off of her fingertips and out of bounds. And Dort College has not started the second quarter sharply. See if they can get things put together here in the next couple of moments. Dort College led 26-8 at the end of the first quarter. They lead 26-12 right now. Just about 3 minutes into the second quarter of play. Cal State Maritime backdoor play. Layup is up and good. The backdoor cut for Spearman. Spearman with 5 points. And the North College lead is a dozen, 26-14. Pass goes into Landers. Landers' turnaround is up and good. Rhea Landers with her first 2 points today. North College leads at 28-14. 28-14, North College in front. Keel Hauler basketball. At the top of the key is Spearman. Spearman goes left wing to Dawkins. Dawkins with the basketball. Dawkins back to Spearman. Spearman dribbles it out of bounds. Last touch by North College. It will be Keel Hauler basketball. Keel Hauler basketball. They'll inbound right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Daniels. Daniels tries to pass it in, and we've got a kick called against North College and Peyton Harmson. They'll reset the shot clock to 15 seconds, and Maritime will inbound the basketball. This will be Daniels again tossing in for the Keel Hauler, still right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Adds another 4 seconds to the possession for the Keel Haulers. 6:26 remaining in the first half. Now 8 seconds left. Keel Haulers driving in, right-handed layup from the left side, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Landers. Landers outlets to Cruz. Here comes North College with a fast break opportunity. Cruz passes. Left side, Harmson. Harmson three, good. Peyton Harmson with the three-point basket, and the North College defender lead extended back to 17, 31-14. So North College answers the six-point run by the Keel Haulers with a five-point run of their own. Pass goes left side. This is Hurley. Hurley, three, missed it, no good. Keel Haulers have yet to knock down a three-point shot this evening. Checking out Landers and Cruz. And we've got a timeout on the floor charged to Cal State Maritime. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. Ebby Pruitt will bring the basketball up for the defenders. Ebby Pruitt in between the circles out front. Pruitt passes left side to Harmson, and we've got an illegal screen called on the defenders. I believe this one's going to go on Evavold. Rachel Evavold whistled for her second personal foul here this evening. So Evavold whistled for the personal foul. 5:30 and counting. First half, North College leading 31-14. Cal State Maritime basketball, Dawkins. Dawkins gives it up to Daniels. Daniels back over to Spearman. Spearman in traffic, shot no good. Gets her own rebound back. No, it's deflected. Still loose, picked up by Dawkins. Dawkins back over to Spearman. Spearman on the right wing. Spearman gives it up to Daniels. Daniels with the basketball. Daniels to Hurley. Hurley lets fly with a three, and she hits it. Amber Hurley with the three-point basket, and the North College lead is 31-17. That's the first three of the ball game for Cal State Maritime. Hurley leads the team in scoring with a 13.2 points per game average. Shot no good by Evavold. Second chance shot no good. There for the putback, though, is Pruitt. And Abby Pruitt has 4 points, and the North College lead is 33-17. 33-17, 4:40 remaining. Cal State Maritime with the basketball. Right side, Hurley. Hurley works it over to Daniels. Daniels with the basketball. Daniels gives it up to Spearman. Spearman in between the circles out front. Spearman driving in. Puts it up off the side of the backboard. No good. Evavold held her ground. Evavold gives it up to Pruitt. Here comes North College. Pruitt with the basketball in between the circles. Pruitt left side over to Bausma. Bausma gives it into the corner. Harmson. Harmson looks back out front for Gasing. Gasing cross-court pass. Bausma. Bausma isolates Evavold. Evavold with the right hand. No good. And the rebound is taken away by Cal State Maritime. 33-17 our score. Cal State Maritime with the basketball. This is Clark. Clark three. Missed it. No good. Rebound Evavold over to Gasing. Doesn't have the number. She's going to press it anyhow. Kicks it outside Harmson. Harmson lets fly with a three. Missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Bausma. Bausma shot no good, and the rebound cleared by Cal State Maritime. North College has had several opportunities to knock down short shots. Unable to convert, though, and Cal State Maritime comes back the other way with a basketball. Cal State Maritime with it. Spearman, her pass taken away by Harmson. Harmson driving in with the left hand, gathers herself, layup good. Peyton Harmson with a strong hand, her left hand, and the North College defender lead is 35-17. An 18-point advantage for the defenders as they threaten to stretch it out to 20. 3:10 remaining here in the first half. With the basketball is Dawkins. Dawkins to Hurley. Hurley hit a three moments ago. She stopped. That was the defense by Pruitt. Three-pointer from the top of the key, and hitting the three is Spearman. Spearman with 8 points. Dort College leads 35-20. 35-20 our score. Gaysink gets the pass. She's fouled on the play by Spearman. Spearman whistled for the personal foul. That's number two on her. And it looks like five players out for the defenders. Five in. Fetters, Shahusky, Cruz, Angbers, and Palama on the floor for the Dort College defenders in their home white jerseys. Black numbers trimmed in gold. Shahusky over to Angbers. Angbers lets fly with a three. Missed it, no good. Palama there for the rebound and the putback, no good, but she's fouled. And Shea will go to the free throw line to try and convert a couple of free throws as she was fouled on the putback attempt. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Boren Sons of Boyden. Handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Binder Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Palama makes both free throws. She's got six. And the defenders lead at 37-20. 2:28 left to play. First half of action. Cal State Maritime shot in the lane, no good. Ball's down on the floor. It's tipped out of bounds. It'll be Keelhauler basketball. Cal State Maritime in their dark jerseys. Got gold numbers trimmed in white. Lillian Dawkins will throw it in. Dawkins looking. 30 seconds, fresh 30 to work with. With a basketball, they go to Hurley. Hurley pushes it inside, and the shot is no good by Rodriguez. Here comes Dort College. Angbers gives it up to Fetters. Fetters tries to save it in, and I think she threw it in off of a keel hauler. Well, initially it looked like they were going to call it off of a keel hauler, and then on second thought, after further review, it'll be keel hauler basketball, last touched by Dort College. Cal State Maritime with the basketball. Pass goes left side. This is Dawkins. Dawkins to Aragon. Ball's down on the floor. Hurley picks it up. Cruz tried to dive for it. Now she's out of position. They pass in. The pass is deflected by Angbers. Paige Angbers with the basketball, and we've got a reach-in foul called on Maritime. Foul's going to go on number 22, Rodriguez. Rodriguez whistled for the personal foul. Here comes Dort College. Shahusky with the basketball. Shahusky with it. Pass goes right side over to Cruz. Kim looking down low. Instead goes over to Fetters to Shahusky. Shahusky to Angbers. Angbers started the game hot, but has missed a couple of threes now in a row. Pass comes right side. Fetters, and it's taken away. The turnover by Shahusky. Here comes the Euro step. Shot no good. There for the putback, though, is Hurley. Amber Hurley with 5 points, and the North College lead is 37-22. With the basketball, right side, Cruz. Cruz, free throw line, tries to drop it off for Palama. It's deflected and taken back by Hurley. Dort College by 15. Cal State Maritime trying to put together a run. Hurley, wild shot with the left hand, no good. Well, they are not bashful about shooting. Obviously, you tell some kids you can't make shots you don't take, but this Cal State Maritime team, first one that's available, and they're going to put it up. Dort College is going to use their timeout, the use it or lose it timeout. They'll call for a 30. Timeout on the floor, Dort College basketball. When we resume play right after this, this is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Dort College basketball. Paige DeYoung in the ballgame for the first time today. DeYoung gets the ball inbounded to Pruitt. Pruitt. She hands it back over to Pruitt, I should say. Now Angbers. Angbers, they go underneath for DeYoung, and DeYoung is fouled on the play. It's foul number four on the keel haulers here in the second quarter. Foul goes on Dawkins. That's number one on her. Inbounding the basketball will be Pruitt. Abby Pruitt to toss it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. 2 second difference, shot clock and game clock. With the right side, This is Gasink, and Gasink is fouled on the play, and Jamie will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot two free throws. Jamie Gasink fouled on the play. Gracelyn Aragon whistled for the personal, her first. So two free throws for the sophomore from Sioux Center. Coming off a 13-point performance last night, Gasink has three today. Another free throw on the way for Gasink. Daniels is back in for the Keel Hauler. Shot clock is off. 28.4 seconds up to go in the half. North College leading 38-22. Second free throw is up and good for Gasink. So Gasink 4-for-4 this season. And the defenders lead at 39-22. 25 seconds left to play in the half. Keel Hauler basketball. They pass it out front to Daniels. Daniels with it. Daniels gives it up to Rodriguez. Rodriguez puts it up against Paige DeYoung. Shot no good. 11 seconds left to go in the half. Here comes Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. 6 seconds across the timeline. Comes into the corner. Fetters. Fetters lets fly with a three, and she buries it. Alyssa Fetters with the three-point basket, and the North College defenders take a 42-22 halftime lead into the locker room. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is North College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading at halftime 42-22 over the Cal State Maritime Keel Haulers. Dort College scored on their first six possession of the contest. Led 26-8 at the end of the first quarter. A three-pointer by Alyssa Fetters beating the buzzer at the end of the first half, makes it 42-22. Dort College led unofficially by Paige Engbers and Shea Palomo with 6 points apiece. The Keel Haulers have a few different players with 5 points. And actually, Alicia Spearman has 8 points to lead them. We'll be back with a look at all the numbers from the first half of play right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Back with more in a moment. Halftime numbers look like this. First of all, for Cal State Maritime, they are 8 of 35 from the floor, 22.9%, 2 for 13 on threes, 15.4%, 4 for 8 on free throws, 450%. For the North College defenders, they are 13 of 35 from the floor, 37%. 4 of 13 for three-pointers, 30.8%. I believe they made the first three three-pointers that they tried. And North College is 12 of 14 from the free-throw line for 85.7%. North College owns a 32-13 rebounding advantage. They've committed 9 turnovers, have the defenders. Cal Maritime has committed 5. Individually, North College is led by Paige Engbers with 6 points. Shea Palama also has 6. 5 for Peyton Harmson. 4 each for Rachel Evavold and Jamie Gasink. 4 for Ebby Pruitt. 2 for Steffi Kennard. 1 for Kenzie Bausma. And that is North College's total of 42 points. Alyssa Fetters also has 3. There's your, and Rio Landers has 2, so there's your total. For Cal Maritime, 22 points. 8 of them came from Alicia Spearman. 5 each for Lillian Dawkins and Amber Hurley. 2 for Daniels and 2 for Sarah Rodriguez for their total of 22 points. Shea Palama has a game-high 7 rebounds. Rachel Evavold has 5. For Palama, 4 of them were offensive. 3 were defensive. For Evavold, of her 5, 1 was offensive. 4 were defensive. Kenzie Bausma has 5 rebounds, all of them on the offensive end. Paige Engbers also has 5 rebounds. 4 assists for Kim Cruz, 2 for Annie Rinesmith. For Cal Maritime, they're led in rebounding by Amber Hurley with 4. Nancy Clark also has 4. 2 for Amber Hurley. 4 different players have 1 steal each for Cal Maritime. For Dort College, Kim Cruz has 2 steals. 3 other players have 1 steal each. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take another break and we'll be back with more from Vallejo, California, right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr885.com. We will be off for a little while now for Dort College Athletics after tonight's contest. The Dort College Defender women's and men's basketball teams both getting back into action on December 30 and 31 as part of a classic. So four games hosted on those 2 days. On Friday, action begins at 2 o'clock. On Saturday, the play begins at 11 o'clock. Join us at the DeWitt Gymnasium for just a game or two, or eight if you wish, as the full schedule is available on our website at 3w.dort.edu/athletics. So all that comes up in a little over, right at 10 days, 10 and 11 days from now. So the Dort College women trying to wrap up the California trip, trying to put the finishing touches on this one. And through 20 minutes of play, they're up 42-22 on the Cal State Maritime Keel Haulers. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with the second half of play right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR.
At Dort College, we celebrate God's presence in everything.
Cal State Maritime on the basketball as we start the second half of play. Ball's deflected out, last touched by Ryan Smith, and then a Keel Hauler player touches it right before it goes out of bounds underneath their basket. And the Dort College defenders have the basketball. Bringing it up is Ryan Smith. She passes right side over to Bausma. Bausma gives it back over to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith at the point in between the circles. She has it on the left side. Comes back over to Cruz. Cruz down to the baseline. Cruz gives it up. This is Paloma. Paloma back over to Ryan Smith. Dort College working the offense. Last time they did this, they got a nice ball reversal and then got a seal play for their post player. Keel Haulers will check a new player in already. This is Daniels. Daniels comes into the ball game for Dawkins. And Daniels will bring the basketball up. 9:17 remaining. Third quarter of play. Dort College leading 42-22. Cal State basketball. Maritime Keel Haulers with it. They pass it over to Hurley. Hurley on the left wing. Hurley gives it up to Spearman. Spearman driving in. Nothing there. Comes back over to Daniels. Daniels kicks it back over to Hurley. Hurley baseline jumper is good. Hurley with 7 points, and the Dort College lead is 42-24. Kim Cruz with the basketball. Cruz goes to Paloma. Paloma on the right elbow. Paloma tries to put it up in traffic, and she is tied up on the play. Jump ball alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. So Dort College will have it on the right-hand side of the lane as we face the hoop. Jump ball. So it goes to the alternating possession. 24 seconds on the shot clock. Annie Rinesmith will be tossing it in for the defenders. Rinesmith looking for Angbers. Finds Angbers. Angbers in the right wing. She comes back to Rinesmith. Rinesmith driving in, and we've got a hand check called on Cal State Maritime. Amber Hurley. Hurley whistled for the second foul of the day on her. Dort College will toss it in left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in will be Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith, Angbers. Angbers catches, fires three, top of the key, rattles it, no good. Rebound comes out to Cal State Maritime. Coming up with the basketball is Spearman. Spearman on the left side. Dort College still up 18, 42-24. Directing traffic is Daniels, 17 seconds left. That's left on the shot clock. Comes back out front to Spearman. Spearman gives it up. Shot on the way by Clark is no good. Dort College controls the rebound. Coming up with the basketball is Cruz. Cruz in between the circles. Cruz goes right side. They feed it down low for Angbers. That's Paloma, beg your pardon. Paloma gives it back over to Ryan Smith, and Ryan Smith is tripped up as she drives to the hoop. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Cal State Maritime. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball comes over to Angbers. Angbers with it. Angbers lost it. Picked back up by the defenders in Cruz after it was swiped at. Coming out right side over to Paloma. Paloma down to the baseline. Hooks it up in traffic. Shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Cal State Maritime. Daniels into the front court. Daniels will drive in with the right hand. Wild shot. Gets it to go. She was almost parallel to the floor as she shot that. She's got 4 points. And the Dort College defenders trail at 42-26. Right side of the basketball is Bausma. Bausma left side over to Cruz. Cruz gives it up to Angbers. Angbers nearly tied up. They try to trap her. Comes back to Rinesmith. Rinesmith in traffic. Her shot is no good, but she is fouled on the play. And Annie Rinesmith will go to the free throw line to shoot 2 free throws. Foul's going to go on Rodriguez, and that's number two on her. So Annie Rinesmith to shoot a pair. First one on the way for the freshman from Shakopee, Minnesota, is on the way and good. Another one on the way for Rinesmith. Dort College sending Harmson, Gasink, Landers, and Fetters onto the floor. Pruitt will be replacing Rinesmith if she can make this free throw. Free throw is up, and the free throw is good. So Rinesmith makes both free throws, and the defender lead is 44-26. It was a 20-point lead at the half. Nearly 3 minutes into the second half, it's an 18-point advantage. Cal State basketball, Spearman. Cal State Maritime with a basketball. This is Daniels. Daniels to Hurley. Hurley passes free throw line, Clark. Clark down to the baseline with Daniels. Daniels back over to Clark, missed it, shot. Now the rebound tipped out by Landers. Here comes North Carleton Gasing. Gasing four on three, hesitates, double teamed, lost it. Coming away with it is Cal State Maritime. Daniels, Daniels flying the other way. Her shot no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Landers. Landers has a player open along if she can find her. Gives it instead to Fetters. Fetters three on two. Right side Harmson. Harmson three ball, missed it, no good. There for the rebound, and the putback attempt is Landers. Landers shot no good. And the ball is deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Maritime. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College will be inbounding the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be Gasink. Gasink gets the ball inbounded to Pruitt. Dort College has not hit an outside shot in a while. Well, since Fetters hit that three at the end of the first half, and a charging foul called on Jamie Gasink as she went baseline. Jamie Gasink whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on her. And with 6:20 left to go in the third quarter, Dort College leads 44-26. Daniels for the basketball. Daniels gives it up to Rodriguez. Rodriguez to Spearman. Spearman on the right side. Spearman looking for someone to pass to. Instead, splits the defense. Now the ball's down on the ground. She tried to pass it in and hit off of a Dort College player foot. There was no kick call. Pass goes inside to Landers. Landers shot no good. Rebound fought for. It's down on the ground. And Landers comes up with it. And Rio Landers is whistled for a personal foul as she goes after the basketball on the floor. Rio Landers called for her second personal foul. 5:48 remaining in the third period. 44-26, Dort College still with an 18-point lead. Pass comes right side, Spearman. Spearman, they go into the corner, Hurley. Hurley three, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled, taken away by Pruitt. Pruitt driving in, fakes with the pass, puts it up with the left hand, and Pruitt has 2 points. She's got six on the two-point basket. 46-26, Dort College leading, and now a hand check called on Jamie Gasink. Gasink whistled for foul number two. Jamie Gasink with 4 points and a couple of fouls. Dort College with five new players checking into the ballgame. So Jamie Gasink whistled for her second. That is team foul number three on the defenders here in this quarter. Cal State Maritime gets the ball inbounded. Three-pointer from the corner in the out, no good. Rebound taken down by Palama. Shea Palama hands it off to Rinesmith. Rinesmith into the front court. Rinesmith passes right side over to Cruz. Cruz looking for a pass inside to Bausma. Instead, comes left side over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with a basketball. Rinesmith. Palama, Palama, free throw line jumper, missed it off the left elbow, went in and out, and here comes Cal State Maritime with the basketball. Keelhaulers have the basketball, left side to Hurley, come back right side, this is Daniels, Daniels to Hurley, we're past the midpoint of the third quarter, pass goes over to Daniels again, Daniels setting the offense, Daniels looks down low, with it, left side, Dawkins, Dawkins in the lane, her shot rims off, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Dort College. Here comes Cruz. Cruz across the half-court stripe. And a over-and-back violation called as Kim Cruz threw it back to Annie Rinesmith. turnover. Dort College, it will be Keelhauler basketball, and Ruan will toss it in. But we have a media timeout first. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Dort College with a 20-point lead. Cal State Maritime, after the media timeout, inbounds the basketball. 23 seconds on the shot clock. Keelhauler basketball. This is Daniels. Daniels drops it off inside. Shot in the lane is no good. Rebound cleared by Palama. Here comes Dort College. Palama gets it away to Rinesmith. Rinesmith with it. Right side over to Cruz. Dort College with a 20-point advantage. Kim Cruz looking inside. Instead comes over to Angbers. Angbers with it. Backdoor cut. Rinesmith. Rinesmith with the right hand. Shot no good. And the rebound is cleared by Cal State Maritime. Maritime with the basketball. Daniels. Daniels goes left side over to Pruitt. 3:44 remaining. Third quarter of play. Right side is Dawkins. Dawkins drops it off. Shot is on the rim. No good. Rebound cleared by Dort College and Cruz. Cruz gets it ahead to Bausma. Bausma, one player to beat. Lays it up on the right hand. Good. Kenzie Bausma with her first field goal. Dort College leads 48-26. Cal State Maritime basketball. Daniels. Daniels with the ball. Comes back over to Samantha Flores. Flores to Dawkins. Dawkins to Daniels. Daniels in between the circles. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Daniels passes right side over to Hurley. Hurley on the right elbow. Hurley will fire it from 17. Misses everything, but a foul on the rebound. It's going to be against Dort College, I believe. Foul called on Kim Cruz, and for Kim, that is foul number one and team foul number four on the defenders in this quarter. 2:57 remaining. New players in for Dort College. We'll get the five for you in just a moment. Pass comes in over the top. Cal State Maritime basketball. Dawkins. Dawkins guarded there by Gasing. The lineup for Dort College right now. Pruitt, Gasing, Ingbers, Evavold, and Bausma. Dort College leading by 22. Bounce pass inside. Taken away by Ingbers. Now Ingbers tied up on the play. And Ingbers tied up. It'll be a jump ball. Alternating possession. It will be Maritime basketball. Daniels will throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Daniels comes back left side. Shot on the way. No good. Rebound cleared by Dawkins. Dawkins comes back over to Daniels. Daniels left side. They feed it left elbow to Flores. Flores fouled on the play, and she'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul called on Evavold is number three on her. So free throws on the way for Dawkins. Dawkins 3-for-4 today, countering her 58% free throw shooting success coming into the contest. First free throw off the mark, no good. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick and Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com and by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Dawkins makes one of two. Back the other way we go. Evavold, two-point bucket good. She's got six. And the defender lead is 50-27. 23-point lead for the defenders. It's their biggest. Jamie Gasing kicks it away. And it will be Maritime basketball inbounding near midcourt. Maritime throwing it in. This is Spearman. Spearman gives it off to Daniels. Daniels back over to Spearman. Spearman's pass left baseline is up and good. Nancy Clark with a two-point basket makes it 50-29. Dort College still up comfortably. Under 2 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Cruz over to Pruitt. Pruitt with it in the backcourt. Pass comes back over to Harmson. Harmson, Cruz. Cruz underneath to Palama. Palama unable to knock the shot down. It's blocked from behind. Pruitt back over to Cruz. Cruz, Harmson. Harmson sets, fires three. Hangs on the rim. Won't go through. And now a fight for the rebound. And the foul is going to go on Kim Cruz. Cruz collides with the Maritime player. And she is shaken up on the play. So the foul called on Kim Cruz on the rebound. And Nancy Clark will pick herself up, and if she is able, she will shoot free throws. I believe she needs to check out of the basketball game. And they will send a new player in for Maritime. And it should be free throws. And this will be Dawkins shooting two free throws. As she's shooting on the bonus. First free throw is off the mark, no good. Another one on the way for Dawkins. Dawkins so far today, 4 for 7 from the free throw line. Now 4 for 8. 50-29 our score. 1:29 remaining. Third quarter of play, Gasing gets the ball over to Pruitt. Pruitt over to Cruz. Cruz back to Harmson. Harmson, three, shot no good. Rebound cleared by Cal State Maritime. Coming up with the basketball is Spearman. Spearman goes over to Hurley. Hurley, three, good. Amber Hurley with the three-point bucket. She's got 10, and the defender lead is 50-32. In the backcourt, Dort College with the basketball. Gasing. Gasing double team. Comes back over to Pruitt. Dort College has a fast break opportunity if they can get it up the floor. Right side it goes Palama. Palama puts it up. Shot is blocked. And the rebound is cleared by Cal State Maritime. 45 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Dort College leading 50-32. Spearman spreads the offense. Spearman passes it back over to Hurley. Hurley with the basketball. Hurley. Her left-handed layup, no good. Rebound cleared by Gasink, and Gasink is fouled in the backcourt by Hurley. That's number three on Hurley. Team foul number three on Maritime in this quarter. Shot clock is off now. Fetters, Landers, and Rinesmith come in. Staying on the floor, Gasink and Cruz. 27.6 seconds left to go till the end of the quarter. Bringing the basketball up is Rinesmith. Rinesmith goes over to Fetters. Fetters puts it on the floor, drops it inside for Landers. Landers can't hang on to it. Ball's down on the floor. Landers comes back over to Rinesmith. Rinesmith wide open layup. Busted play, and Rinesmith somehow ends up with an easy layup out of it. 4 points. And the Dort College lead is 52-32. Driving the other way, and we've got a layup attempt by Daniels. Daniels fouled on the play, though. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two with 3.9 seconds remaining in this quarter. Daniels is a 55% free throw shooter entering the contest. She's got 4 points. Free throw is up. Free throw is no good. And another free throw coming. Fetters and Rinesmith will check out of the ballgame along with Gasing. Cruz and Engber stay on the floor. I guess it's Cruz and Landers staying on the floor. 3.9 seconds remaining for the defenders in this quarter. Shot is up on the rim and good. So Daniels makes one of two, and the defender lead is 52-33. Pass comes to Pruitt. Pruitt to Harmson, and ball's tipped out of bounds by Spearman. 1.1 seconds left. And the Dort College defenders will inbound near midcourt with 1.1 second left to go in the quarter. They get the ball inbounded to Cruz. Cruz, one dribble, fires it from 12 off of the mark, no good. But the Dort College defenders maintain a 19-point lead. It was a 20-point lead at the end of the half. It's a 19-point lead at the end of the third period. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. Dort College basketball as we start the fourth quarter of play. 10 minutes remaining. Rinesmith picks up her dribble, goes over to Cruz. Cruz with it, back over to Rinesmith. Cal State Maritime extending their defense. Engbers passes cross-court over to Cruz. Cruz lets fly with a three, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped out, coming away with it is Palama. Palama to Engbers. Engbers over to Bausma. Bausma back over to Palama. Palama comes back to Rinesmith. Rinesmith double team, comes back over to Bausma. Bausma drops it off inside Palama. Palama shot no good, but she's fouled on the play. And the foul is called on Daniels. That's number one on her. And Palomo will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Very balanced scoring for the defenders so far today. Four players with 6 points each. They are Evebold, Pruitt, Palomo, and Engbers. Cruz has five, along with Peyton Harmson. So two free throws for Palomo here as she was fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw is up and good. She's nearing her season average of 8.8 points per game. Another free throw on the way, trying to extend it back to 21 for Palomo, the senior from Hull. This one's up and good as well. Shea Palomo with 8 points, and the North College lead is 54-33. Maritime averages 54.8 points per contest. They surrender almost 80 points per game on average. Three-pointer off the mark, no good. Rebound taken down by Engbers. Engbers with the basketball in the backcourt. Comes over to Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith into the front court. Annie Ryan Smith in between the circles. Goes right side over to Cruz. Cruz, they bring a double team, and her pass is deflected. Kim Cruz will throw the ball in. Over on the other side. On the sideline. And Cruz triggers it. Gets it in. 1 minute gone here in the fourth quarter. North College up by 21. Pass goes to Palomo. Palomo puts it on the deck. They cut her off. Comes back over to Ryan Smith. Engbers. Engbers. Three ball. Got it. Paige Engbers with the three-point basket. Sooner or later, they're going to start falling for her again. And that one came through. Her third three of the ball game. She's got 9 points. And she leads North College in scoring. Pass goes right side. Baseline jumper. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Engbers. Engbers over the basketball. Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith ahead to Bausma. Bausma driving in. And a block, a charging foul called on Kenzie Bausma. Bausma whistled for her second personal foul. 8:31 remaining. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Right side pass. This is Hurley. Hurley. Pass out front, taken away by Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith with it. Ryan Smith with a 3-on-1, driving in with the right hand. Her shot no good, but a foul on the play. Called on Lillian Dawkins. It is 57-33. Ryan Smith will shoot two. Ryan Smith, 2 for 2 so far today with 4 points. Free throw is up. Free throw is off the mark. No good. Another one on the way for Ryan Smith. 57-33. Cal State Maritime trying to extend the defense out. They've gone to a half-court trap. More here in the second half. Second free throw on the way for Ryan Smith. He is up, and this one's good. So Rinesmith makes 3 of 4 tonight. She's got 5 points, and the defender lead is 58-33. That's their largest lead of the ballgame, standing at 25. Down to the baseline, shot on the way by Spearman. Spearman missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Bausma. Here comes North College. 3-on-2, the break. Bausma stops at the free throw line. Comes back over to Engbers. Engbers, cross-court pass, Cruz. Cruz, Rinesmith. Rinesmith back over to Kim. Kim drops it off inside for Palomo, and Shea is fouled on the play. Foul called on Cal Maritime's Nancy Clark. That's foul number 2 on Clark. 7:43 remaining. Ball's inbounded. They get it into Rinesmith. Rinesmith off the inbounds pack play. Bausma tries to save it in, and she steps on the end line out of bounds before she can get the ball saved in. And it will be Cal Maritime basketball. Pass comes right side into the corner. Shot from the corner is off the mark. No good for the Keel Haulers. And the North College defenders will be inbounding the basketball. So North College throwing it in. This is Gasing. They get it over to Harmson. Harmson up the floor over to Fetters. Fetters driving in. Gives it up Gasink. Gasink at the top of the key. 7-14 and counting. Ball game. North College up comfortably 25-58-33. Pruitt passes back over to Fetters. Fetters to Landers. Landers backdoor cut intended for Gasink on the pass. And it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Keelholders. It'll be North College basketball. Gasink will throw it in. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. About 15 feet out on the baseline. Pass comes into Pruitt. Pruitt's shot no good. Therefore, the rebound is Gasink. Gasink hits the floor hard. And we've got a technical foul assessed to the North College bench. And a technical foul assessed to the North College bench. Amber Hurley will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 6:54 remaining in this contest. So Hurley shooting two free throws. First one is up and good. Hurley now with 11. And a second free throw on the way for Hurley. This one is up and good. 58-35. Cal State Maritime will inbound the basketball. So North College will play defense. Maritime will throw it in. They get the ball inbounded to Daniels. Keelholder basketball, and now we've got a timeout on the floor charged to Cal State Maritime. Timeout charged to Tony Jones. This is KDCR 88.5 FM. Cal State Maritime talking things over. Back with more in a moment. Daniels with the basketball after the timeout. 6:35 remaining. 58-35. And we've got a travel violation called on Sarah Rodriguez. And the North College defenders leading by 23. Keelholders will set up their pressure defense. This is Gasink. Gasink with it. Gasink across the timeline to Harmson. Harmson left side Fetters. Fetters with the basketball. Fetters back over to Pruitt. High post. Landers. Fetters. Fetters. Layup. Good. Alyssa Fetters with 5 points, and the defender lead is 60-35. Give Landers the assist that time on the backdoor cut to Fetters. And the North College defender lead is 60-35. Pass into the corner. Three. Missed it. No good. Fight for the rebound. It's taken by Harmson. Harmson with it across the timeline. Harmson, Pruitt, Pruitt, Fetters, Fetters, layup, too strong, no good. Rebound tipped out, and coming up with it is the Keelholders. Coming away with the basketball is Rodriguez. Rodriguez comes right side over to Clark. Clark to Rodriguez, shot no good. Rebound taken away by North College. Coming up with the basketball. They go left side. Three on the way by Harmson, missed everything, no good. 5:25 remaining, North College by 25. 5:24 and counting. Hannah Norton's going to check into the ballgame at the next break. With it on the right side is Sarah Rodriguez. Rodriguez to Daniels. Daniels for the basketball. Daniels. Shot no good on the runner by Hurley. Here comes North College. Pruitt back over to Gasink. Gasink lays it up on the right hand. Good. Jamie Gasink with a two-point bucket. She's got six, and the defender lead is 62-35. The lead has grown to 27. Back with more after this. This is North College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. 4:50 left to go in this contest. North College with an in hand, 62-35. Keelholder basketball. They pass over to Clark. Clark to Flores. Flores, three, good. 62-38, North College, leading by 24. Gasink across the timeline to Norton. Hannah Norton with the basketball. Norton picks up her dribble, passes back over to Gasink. Gasink tries to feed it off to Fetters, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Cal State Maritime. It'll be North College basketball. This one just needs to be done. It's been an adventure. You never know what you get on the road. Pass goes over to Gasing. Gasing with the basketball. Gasing comes back over to Pruitt. Pruitt over to Fetters. Fetters to Norton. Norton with the basketball in the corner. Comes back over to Gasing. Gasing gets away from the gambling defense. Here's Pruitt. 2 seconds left. Gasing off balance three. In and out, no good. Rebound cleared by Fetters. Fetters will pull it out and set it up. Dort College can work it again. Pruitt passes left side over to Gasing. Gasing with the basketball against the zone defense. Here's Rio Landers, her shot no good, but there for the rebound of the putback is Pruitt. Abby Pruitt with 8 points, and the defenders lead at 64-38. 3:40 remaining. Cal State Maritime with the basketball. Very balanced scoring tonight for the defenders. No one in double figures. Still found a way to score 64 points. Three-pointer from the corner off the side of the backboard, no good, and a foul called on the rebound. Foul's going to go on the Dort College defenders, and that's going to go on Jamie Gasink. Gasink whistled for her third personal foul. Inbounding the basketball, Cal State Maritime right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Pass goes into Dawkins. Dawkins with it. Dawkins over to Daniels. Daniels, right side, back to Dawkins. And an illegal, a hook called against Cal State Maritime and Nancy Clark. Clark whistled for foul number three. 3:15 remaining in this contest. Dort College basketball. Shahovsky at midcourt, passes it over to Norton. Ball's loose, picked up by the Keel Haulers. Here comes Cal State Maritime. Pass goes right side, shot missed, no good. Rebound cleared again by the Keel Haulers. Shot again, no good. Rebound Kennard. Kennard loses it. Evavold comes away with it. And Evavold will set the offense. She gives it to Shahusky. Shahusky, Kennard. Kennard, left side, Walterstorff. Walterstorff for the basketball. Walterstorff with it on the baseline. Corralled by a couple of players. Gives it to Shahusky. Ball's loose. Picked up by Cal State Maritime and Daniels. Daniels with the basketball. Daniels stripped on the way up by Norton, and Norton is called for a foul. So Norton whistled for the personal foul. Free throws on the way for Daniels. Daniels averaging 4.3 points per game. She's got 5 points. 2:32 remaining in regulation. Dort College 64, Cal State Maritime 38. First free throw by Daniels is good. She's got six. Another free throw on the way for Daniels. And that one's up and good. So Daniels makes them both. It's 64-40. Pass comes right side over to Norton. Norton with the basketball. Norton tied up in the backcourt. Dort College will call for a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to the defenders as Norton was in trouble in the backcourt. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Pass to Shahovsky, and we are into the front court with it. Right side pass, Walterstorff. 2:10 and counting, left to play. Pass goes left side, Kennard. Kennard buries the three-pointer, and she's fouled. That might be the high point of the evening. Steffi Kennard with the three, and a free throw on the way for the rare four-point play opportunity. Kennard will shoot a free throw. She now has 5 points. And the free throw is up. Free throw is good. Yep, that's the high point of the night. 68-40. Kennard with the four-point play. 2:10 remaining in regulation. Right side pass goes over to Nancy Clark. Clark with the basketball. Clark feeds it, right elbow. Foul on the play called on the defenders and Shahusky. That is foul number four on the defenders in this quarter. Under 2 minutes to go. Shot in the lane, no good. Rebound, Evavold, and Evavold is tied up on the play. They're going to call a foul. So Evavold will run the other way and shoot free throws. Evavold has been dealing with some injury problems as well. And it'll be good for her to have a little break from the game over the next few days. Foul was charged to Nancy Clark and is her fifth. She'll foul out of the contest with 2 points and 1:54 remaining in regulation. Dort College leading 68-40. Dort College is going to get back to 500, 7-7 for the season. Another free throw on the way for Eva Vold. So Eva Vold makes one of two. She's got 7 points, and the defender lead is 69-40. 69-40 into the front court. Cal State Maritime, Daniels. Daniels feeds it right side over to Dawkins. Dawkins goes left side, Hurley. Hurley back out front, Dawkins. Driving in. Pass to no one in particular. Goes out of bounds. That's a turnover on Daniels. Dort College gets the basketball back. 1:39 remaining in regulation. Throwing the ball in will be Kennard. Kennard to Norton. Norton back over to Kennard. Kennard up the right sideline. Steffi Kennard stops, feeds Eva Vold. Eva Vold layup, good. Rachel Eva Vold with 9 points. Dort College leads 71-40. Well, Dort College has passed their offensive average by about 9 points. They've limited Cal State Maritime to 14 points below their season average. 2-point shot, no good. Rebound, Shahusky. Shahusky takes it away from Dawkins, and Shahusky will bring it up. Might have carried it. No call made. Why start now? Pass goes left side over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf shot no good. There for the rebound, and the putback is Eva Vold. Her shot no good. Gets her own rebound. Comes back over to Waltersdorf. Waltersdorf, Norton. Norton, three ball, misses. Short, no good off the front iron. Rebound cleared by Cal State Maritime. Lillian Dawkins with the basketball. Cal State Maritime with the basketball. Shot on the way is up and good. Paige DeYoung will check into the ballgame for Dort College. Checking out will be Rachel Evavold. Cal State Maritime with a three-pointer moments ago by Amber Hurley. Hurley now with 15 points. Dort College leads 71-43. Waltersdorf will throw it in. Waltersdorf gets the ball inbounded. She passes ahead to Kennard. Kennard over to Shahovsky. Shahovsky down to the baseline. Nothing there. Back over to Norton. Norton, Kennard. Kennard, Shahovsky. Shahovsky will put up the three and hits it. Shahovsky with the three-point bucket. Dort College leads 74-43. 20 seconds left to go in this one. Cal State Maritime with the basketball. They pass left side. The keel haulers. Shot on the way. Three. Missed it. No good. Rebound, Kennard. Kennard outlets over to Shahovsky. 8 seconds remaining. Into the front court is Shahovsky. Shahovsky pass to Kennard is tipped and taken away by Daniels. Daniels drops it off. And will they count the basket? They will. 74-45, our final on the breakaway layup at the buzzer. That's going to do it for our play-by-play portion of the broadcast. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with the Wireless World post-game wrap right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at KDCR885.com. The Dort College defenders victorious this evening over Cal State Maritime. Final score, Dort College 74. Cal State Maritime 45. The numbers look like this. Dort College 24 of 67 from the floor for 35.8%. 7 of 22 on three-pointers, 31.8%. 19 of 23 on free throws, 82.6%. For Cal State Maritime, 15 of 68 from the floor for 22.1%. They came into the ballgame shooting 30.5% from the floor. They were 5 for 25 on three-pointers. That's 20%. They were converting 27.7% from the three-point line. And Cal State Maritime, 10 of 16 on free throws. That comes out to 63%. The defenders out-rebound Cal State Maritime, 59-26 this evening. Turnovers, Dort College 20. Cal State Maritime had 12. Individually, Dort College led by Shea Palamas, 8 points and 11 rebounds. Paige Angbers actually had 9 points, as did Rachel Evavold. 2 points for Real James. 5 for Harm. Ed Pruitt had 8. Fetters had 5. Ashley Donsky had 3. Steph Hart had 6. Palma had 8. Ryan had 5. Set 5. And Ken Osmond also had 3. We seem to be having a little bit of break on our line. To stall and give it a little time to clear up. Amber Hurley with 15 points for Cal State Maritime. Sturm had 8 points. 6 for Lillian Evans. 2 for Andy Clark. 7 for Daniel. 5 for Flores. And for Reeves. We'll take a short break. We'll be back post-game comments. Coach Kedewitz-Sin. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. And you're back. College defense. Victorious over Cal State Times, 24-5. And our best through this, but does sound like we've got a little bit of a breakup and seems to be clearing up now. But Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson takes a seat beside me. And, Coach, fast start for your team. I believe you scored on the first 6 possessions of the contest, and that's a good way for this team to get rolling, and you got some confidence from that.
Yeah, definitely on day 2, we said one of the biggest things was making sure we came out and attacked the hoop, and I thought they did a good job of that. I think Paige hit 1-3 in that stretch, but we knew that our legs weren't going to be quite there, so we wanted to get to the rim and be aggressive, and I thought they did a good job of that in the opening minutes.
In the second quarter, Cal State Maritime seemed to get a little bit of their legs under them, if you will. They scored some points in a row, I believe 6 points in a row to start the second quarter. You got a lot of points from different people, and then it was Alyssa Fetters getting you that 3-pointer right before the buzzer, and that just kind of seemed to vault you into the halftime up 20. You felt pretty comfortable at that point again.
Yeah, definitely. It was really good for us to get a lot of different kids' minutes today and to run some of our own stuff. But, you know, part of that was I think we just didn't have the energy to continue to play our top few over and over and over again. And so it was nice to be able to make some subs and still be able to keep a little bit of a cushion. And like you said, when Alyssa hit that 3, I think that helped our energy. It sparked it just a little bit going into the half.
Very balanced scoring today. You end up with Shea Palma with 8 points and 11 rebounds. Shoot, she could have had 16 or 18 points if some of those shots around the basket go. Some nights are going to be like that. You shoot just 36% from the floor tonight, but you still put 74 on the board. You're still doing some things right.
Right. You know, we crashed the offensive rebounds really hard. You know, some of those are because of our own misses, but when you have 21 offensive rebounds and 59 rebounds overall, I think you're doing some good things there. It was nice to have different people step up. You know, I think even Steffi Kennard came in and had a 4-point play to end the game. Ashley Shahusky hit a shot. Rachel Evavold hasn't been with us and had a pretty productive game, I thought. I think she had 9 and 9. So I think it was a good game for different people to get their confidence. And then with those starters, they did play quite a few minutes last night just because it was a closer game. So those second-day legs, I think, played a factor into that.
In spite of that, you still made 19 of 23 free throws. And really, for the two games that you played, both last night and tonight, free throw shooting has not been a concern for you.
No, that's somewhere where we knew we needed to get better, was not only making free throws but getting to the free throw line. And it was nice to see our girls a little bit more aggressive to the hoop. And then to be able to put those in, I think, gave some girls some confidence that they didn't have because they were missing shots. So I was really proud of the improvement our team has made in that area in the last few games.
A little bit of time off now for the team. Good time to take a break. You don't get a choice on it, but you feel like this is going to be welcomed by the team?
Yes, our girls are definitely in need of a break. You know, we went right from finals into traveling for this trip, and so I think they need both a mental and physical break and time with their families to kind of recharge and come back ready for the New Year's tournament at home.
Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
And I know that we were having some breakup issues during the postgame, so we'll go through the scoring once again. Shea Palama ends up with 8 points. Paige Angbers had 9, as did Rachel Evavold. 3 for Kenzie Bausma, 5 for Kim Cruz, 5 for Annie Rinesmith, 6 for Steffi Kennard, 3 for Ashley Shahusky, 5 for Alyssa Fetters, 8 for Ebby Pruitt, 5 for Peyton Harmson, 6 for Jamie Gasink, and 2 for Rio Landers. Shea Paloma had 11 rebounds. Paige Angbers, she found her way to 9 rebounds, as did Rachel Evavold. 7 rebounds for Kenzie Bowles. Medort College piled up 59 total rebounds. Cal State Maritime was led by Amber Hurley's 15 points. They had Nancy Clark with 6 rebounds before she fouled out of the contest. 4 assists for Annie Rinesmith tonight. Kim Cruz also had 4 assists. 2 steals each for Kim Cruz and Paige Angbers. That is going to do it for the broadcast tonight of Dort College basketball, as the Dort College defenders even their record at 7-7. They get their second win of the California trip, a 74-45 victory over Cal State Maritime. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.